There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
And so it begins, the 2 o'clock hour with Chuck and Chernoff on the FAN. I'm Matt Chernoff. That's Chuck Oliver.
Hey, guys.
This is my voice. Chuck, let him hear your voice.
Hey, Chuck Oliver here.
In case our voices are somewhat similar, we don't want you to be confused.
I'm the Chuck part of Chuck and Chernoff.
I'm the Chernoff part. You can say Matt, but, you know, confuses you. You can say Chernoff, too.
In your diaries, write down 6:80 a.m.
And then write hashtag 1988. We're with you till 6 tonight, and then it's our 680 The Fan Braves season preview extravaganza show with Dylan Short and Steve West.
Oh, is Dylan's suspension over?
I guess so. It's been lifted. It's the legend and Dill coming up tonight. The 2 o'clock hour of our show is brought to you by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast premier home exterior solution. It's quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co.
CO!
Let's start with our headlines brought to you by...
Brought to you by... The giant big streamer.
Tagline?
With all the stuff on it?
Doesn't seem like it could really pull you in. But yes, that's fine. Actually, headlines are delivered by our very own Extra 106.3 FM. That's our sister station. Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station. When I say only, ain't no other one in the city. And they're right down the hall. Download the Extra app. Listen in each and every day starting at 6 a.m. with the Extra Morning Show with Tug, Carlos, and Rhino. As we are on opening day eve, we'll get you all set for Braves and Phillies, and it's happening tomorrow. I'm sorry. All you negative Nellies, all you weather watchers, it's happening at 3:05. I have no fear of that.
All you on the locker room.
Oh, were they doing their stuff?
Oh, they're pulling rain dance.
Well, they do realize we're either going to have a day off tomorrow or Friday.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
It does to them, and see, that's the whole thing.
Well, here's how dim they are. Like, I was joking about not prep. My prep is already done for either tomorrow or Friday because it's ahead. It's happening one way or another. But I don't want to talk about that. Good job by the locker room today and the Buck Ballou show and Cellini, Domino,
everybody.
Athens. They were live in Athens doing all things Georgia stuff. So we could do Braves, and we will in a moment. We got Raheem Morris to hear from, Falcons head coach. We got Kirby Smart to hear from. But all that takes a backseat to our top story. The New York Mets are introducing the Cookie Egg Roll, which will be sold at games at Citi Field. The Cookie Egg Roll consists of a rainbow cookie, raspberry jam, and chocolate syrup rolled and fried in an egg roll wrapper. In a press release announcing the new item, the Mets said, quote, "We might be mid on the field and mostly trash, but we have decent food."
They didn't say that part.
Unquote. That's your top story. It says right here, I'm reading what it says, "We might be mid on the field and mostly trash, but we have decent food." That's your top story. The cookie egg roll, huh? We're doing too much. We're doing too much.
Here's why this is okay. It's portable. It's enough
It's portable.
In that you can eat the entire thing. So much of ballpark, like we're going to draw attention to our new ballpark item, is just the gargantuan size of it. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a cheeseburger that we put between two pepperoni pizzas. Oh, my gosh, look, and it's $58. Mm-hmm. I'll give them credit for like $6. You can have a...
Six.
Nine. Okay. 50.
What's $6 at a ballpark?
You can have a pretty substantial... dessert. That's
cookie
all it is,
roll.
A dessert. It's not like the $16 milkshake that Domino was talking about.
But it's in an egg roll wrapper. It's not an egg roll. Hey,
but they're doing is they're taking a cookie and keeping the chocolate syrup and the jam attached to it with, like, the outer, I guess, wonton.
If this is like anything else the Mets do, it'll start out tasting fine. By the end of it, it'll be disappointing and leave you wanting more. Just my history of the Mets.
And they'll trade it on July 29th?
Probably. So Caitlin Clark was offered $5 million from Ice Cube to play in his made for TV Big Three League. Now, I don't know if that news is supposed to get out or it got out on purpose, because then Ice Cube took to social media and wrote, "We intended the offer to remain private with Caitlin Clark while she plays for the championship, but I won't deny what's already out there. Big Three made a historic offer to Caitlin Clark. Why wouldn't we? Caitlin's a generational athlete who could achieve tremendous success in the Big Three." To which Barstool President Dave Portnoy then entered the chat and wrote, "I'd offer Caitlin Clark $10 million to play on our intramural hoops team." He always knows how to jump on that.
Breaking news.
Did she say yes?
We've got breaking news.
Is this the Hawks have signed Caitlin Clark? This better not be weather related. I swear to this better not be weather related, because I will turn the show around. What do you got?
Might be weather related.
No weather related breaking news.
Game's going to be on Friday officially.
You can't bang a game 24 hours early.
3:05 p.m.
No!
Dude, that's even better.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, three-day weekend.
Thank you! Snow day!
Wait. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. But this is so Major League Baseball. We're canceling something 24 hours early. This is a problem. If you have to cancel stuff 24 hours early or postpone it, you're doing stuff wrong. Figure this out moving forward. If we have to cancel the first game of the season 24 hours early, we need to repurpose how we do our schedule. We need to figure something else out here. In other words, let's not play in the Northeast at the end of March. I don't know. I know it's crazy.
Or
crazy idea.
You got a roof, you're at home.
Yeah, or if you're out west. Or
I see a way out of this.
You know what the temperature is going to be here this weekend? 65 and 70 degrees. And yes, I know the Braves like to trade off the home opener for July 4th. That's been talked about. But there's no reason for the Braves to open in Philly. And there's no reason for the Brewers to open in New York against the Mets. That already postponed too? Baseball, you guys are great. This is why you lag so far behind. You're lucky I love you, baseball.
You know what I'll say? Because in New York, the weather's bad, right?
Yeah, it's Northeast in March.
You know what it is in Milwaukee? Every day, 70 and calm.
That's baseball, man. How can they be this slow to change things? The Giants play the Padres in one of the opening series this weekend. Not that Northern California can be, you know, the best, but it's windy and cold. Typically, they don't get rainouts out west. Why wouldn't the Braves or the Brewers be playing in San Francisco? Why is San Francisco opening at just baseball? Oh, I love that game, but they're so dumb. So Braves and Phillies have been pushed to Friday at 3:05. So Spencer Strider will get an extra day to get that right arm all loosened up so he can strike out 28 guys.
It is. Why? How many?
And by the way, strikes out 28 because pass ball and strike three.
Oh, he gets one of those innings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It is why Major League Baseball, I don't know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, at some point, they're like, all right, if you don't have a roof, opener, and then day off the next day.
But we are building in a day off. It tells you you're doing something wrong.
I agree with
you. It's the first day of the season. There's no days off on the first day.
Matt, the school year, now, how many like planned snow days do we have built in now?
I think we have 5 planned snow days.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty sure we're safe not to reach that maximum limit. That's all. All right. So much for our opening day in Atlanta. Brave fan gets effed because baseball's dumb. We have to wait another day. We've waited 6 months. Got to wait another day.
Boo rain.
Boo baseball. All right, coming up, today was a good day for the latest legal scoop on Ohtani, Trevor Etienne, and the Diddy drama. Ew, gross. We'll get the answers next.
I felt on her big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poo nanny. I can't believe today was a good day.
Yeah, it was a good day.
It's a good day with Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Thanks for hanging out with us. The bad news has come in. Braves opening day is washed out. There will be no Braves opening day tomorrow for you people. You'll have to wait till Friday at 3:05 from the city of brotherly love. I blame Kincaid. It's somehow his fault. The 2 o'clock hour of our show is brought to you by Southern Exteriors, the Southeast premier home exterior solution. It's quality and precision you can rely on for over 20 years. Visit southernexteriors.co. Let's find out who the Good Day segment's brought to us by.
Make your next vehicle purchase quick, easy, and convenient with a Jim Ellis Expressway at jimellis.com. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. When we need legal counsel, we turn to one of 680's top legal experts. It's the people's lawyer, Bruce Hagan, with Chuck and Chernoff.
Let's all go to court. Let's go make some law now. Yeah, some law.
He is the people's lawyer. He's Bruce Hagan, and he's so easy to find when you need him, and you will. Because if it's personal injury, in a personal injury case, Bruce and his firm, they're going to take care of you. They've been doing it in Georgia for a very long time. That's why Bruce is a Georgia super lawyer year after year. Go to Hagan-Law.com. Bruce joins us now. Mr. Hagan, I'm sure you've got some thoughts on the Braves opening the season. We'll get some win totals from you in a moment, so put that on the back burner, okay?
Thank you. I'm ready to be put in the vault with my predictions for the season.
All right. I knew it was coming. But let's start with the Shohei Ohtani, and I'll call it story, mess, whatever we want to do, because I feel like there's so many layers to this.
So, I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with this.
I know. It hasn't gotten.
Give me some background.
It hasn't gotten much attention. So, all right. I'm trying to figure out just at like it's brass tacks here when it comes to the legal part of this. A federal investigation is looking into what? Explain to the listener how the federal side of this matters to Shohei.
Well, you've got a lot of moving parts here, and you know, not the least of which is a changing story coming out. But there's been an ongoing federal investigation into this bookmaking operation. Through that process, as well as the efforts of an investigative reporter, have just sort of circled this all back, some wire transfers that were made from Ohtani's account to the account of this bookmaker. Well, that is illegal if it's paying off gambling debts, because Ohtani should not be gambling. B, if it's somebody else using Ohtani's account. So there are a lot of ways that this creates federal issues, not the least of which is then you've got a Korean citizen, issues of international commerce taking place, wire transfers, which, you know, there's so much fraud in the financial world these days that wire transfers are very much scrutinized, and illegal gambling activity. But now it's striking me as far more damage control. So the feds, yeah, they're going to be digging in here. And one thing about this is that there should be extensive paper trail or virtual paper trail, at least of these financial transactions.
Well, and that's what I don't want to show up, but that's to me the crux of this, and I find interesting. So his lawyers, and they're going to be high-priced lawyers, their biggest goal is to separate or give him some kind of plausible deniability that, see, I told you this guy got some kind of ability to get my accounts and my funds, and it wasn't my client who was doing the gambling. He's guilty of maybe not paying enough attention to his finances. Is that going to be the sort of the idea behind their defense?
Sure, and perhaps he even gave some limited power of attorney to his interpreter and friend to make certain transactions. You know, when you're dealing with the amount of money that Ohtani has, you don't want to be bothered by nuisance expenses, you know, $10,000 here, $20,000 there. So, you know, people have agents that can be out there conducting certain transactions for them. But a $500,000 wire transfer is a big deal. You know, even for me as a law office, if I want to transfer by wire money from my bank account to a client, there's a lot I have to go through, have to present ID, have to have multiple layers of approval at the bank. It's not that easy to just walk in there and say, hey, so-and-so gave me permission to make this transaction. So either there's a high level of identity theft and fraud taking place by this interpreter, which is certainly possible, right? And that's what Ohtani is saying, is that this guy stole from me. That's entirely possible. We see it, right? We see things like this. And if Ipay is going to face significant jail time and is going to have to face, this wire fraud has up to 20 years in jail as the sentence. So if he's facing that sort of sentence and Ohtani's giving this kind of testimony in that case under oath, then certainly I believe it will be interesting to see what's said when it's under oath, under penalty of perjury, if there's a false statement being made by Ohtani and how actually this pans out.
No.
It's entirely possible that what appears on the surface as Ohtani is the victim here is actually the case. Being sworn in, being under oath, a lot of times that's what brings out the truth in what people have to say.
Bruce Hagan, the people's lawyer, with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Let me get your thoughts on the Trevor Etienne arrest, the Georgia running back, the transfer from Florida. So it was DUI less safe. It was reckless driving. There was some sort of something hindering the windshield. I don't know if that's tinted windshield or more. Now, Kirby Smart and George are going to make a football decision on what to do. But from a legal standpoint, is this underage paying a fine? Is this community service? Are there more long-term ramifications involved?
Beyond now being qualified to serve as team captain, is that what you mean?
See, I don't need the.
I'm not bitter that he transferred from the Gators and left my team.
I don't need the editorializing. I need the legal aspect, right?
But no, certainly that this is a real problem when you have an allegation of DUI, excessive speed, apparently driving speeds estimated up to 80 or 90 miles an hour. Dangerous under any circumstance, even more dangerous when you're intoxicated and reaction times are impaired. So from the criminal side, there's bound to be, assuming these allegations are proven or he pleads guilty, then there's bound to be a suspension of his driving privileges for some period of time. If this is his first offense, which it appears to be, it's unlikely that he would serve any jail time, but community service and fines and probation and things like that you would expect.
All right, let's get out of sports for a second. Sean Combs, you know him as Diddy. Boy, it's just the last couple of days, there have been stories of planes leaving the Van Nuys airport with Diddy in it, leaving the country. There was another home of his, this time in Miami, that was raided by the feds. For those who don't know, Diddy's the subject of federal investigation amid a laundry list of lawsuits that have been filed since November. So we have three women. We have a man who have been interviewed by federal officials in relation to allegations of sex trafficking, sexual assault, solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms. I mean, it seems by the day this gets more serious for Diddy. So where do you think this goes short term and long term?
Well, look, we've seen some very high profile people and, you know, R. Kelly comes to mind. Jeffrey Epstein comes to mind. Celebrity, fame, and wealth will not shield you from these sorts of allegations. I don't think anybody should read too much into Diddy fleeing the country seemingly to escape arrest or subpoena and get away from this all. That's not the same as an admission of guilt, but it doesn't look that good either, does it?
And, no.
And so, you know, the feds will continue to dig around when there are allegations this serious of sex trafficking, of drugs, horrible, illicit, and illegal activities and behavior, and it's being repeated constantly. The feds got involved. Homeland Security got involved. This thing is blowing up in a big way, and there's just no escaping it by virtue of saying, I am a famous musician. I'm a celebrity. I was in Get Him to the Greek. You know, none of that's going to matter. So, yeah, this is going to be bad. Once again, high-profile lawyers, just like Ohtani's case, they're going to be getting involved. They're going to be getting paid a fortune. But, you know, people put themselves in a mess where they need that kind of representation, and here we go. So the one thing I don't know is what our extradition policy is with Antigua, which is apparently where Diddy flew on his private jet to kind of get away from all this.
It's going to be fascinating as it goes along. Now, Bruce, far more interesting to the listeners, what do you think about the Braves' win total? I've seen it at 96.5. I've seen it at 98.5. What do you think of their chances in 2024? Bruce?
Coach?
Do we lose him?
Coach?
Oh, man. I'll wait for him. Is he back?
Oh, no.
What a tease. The audience is never going to know if Bruce likes the over or the under, but they will know where to find him. If it's a personal injury case and you need Bruce's help, he has got your back. Hagan-law.com. Bruce and his firm will do everything they can for you. Again, Hagan-law.com. It's now been 443 days since anybody around here thought it was a good idea to win a championship.
This is ruined a perfectly good day when I just washed my car.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise. our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.